Elaine May's Mikey and Nikki came out in 1976 and starred John Cassavetes and Peter Falk as small-time gangsters. It's now out on DVD, and our critic John Powers says it's time for this overlooked film to get the audience it deserves.
When someone says the name Elaine May, most of us instantly think of comedy. Her famous sketch work with Mike Nichols, her directorial efforts like The Heartbreak Kid, and her legendary script doctoring on pictures like Tootsie and The Birdcage. Yet the greatest thing she ever did was also the unlikeliest, Mikey and Nikki, a rich, gritty, deadly serious story about two small-time hoods. Reckoned a disaster when it came out in 1976, this tale of friendship and betrayal has been nearly impossible to see ever since. But now it's available on DVD, and you can discover what few people realized at the time. Mikey and Nikki is one of the best American movies of the last 40 years. The action takes place over one long night on the streets of Philadelphia. John Cassavetes plays the mercurial Nikki, a vain, violent, charming thug who knows a contract has been put out on him. Afraid of dying, he calls for help from his childhood friend and fellow gangster Mikey. That's Peter Falk, a family man who's as careful as Nikki is impetuous. There's only one problem. While Mikey is helping to calm his friend down, he's also selling him out. The two travel around the darkened city, drinking at bars, breaking into a cemetery to see the grave of Nikki's mom, and dropping in on Nikki's mistress. Along the way, these overgrown boys, just look at their names, joke, argue, reminisce, brawl, and though they aren't self-conscious men, touch on life's deepest questions. Here in the cemetery, Nikki brings up the ultimate issue of mortality.
You don't believe there's anything after you die?
Me personally, no. I believe you die, and that's it.
That doesn't scare you. To think that one day you'll die, you'll be over. You won't be anything. You won't know anything. You'll be nothing.
Look, Nick, you want to visit your mother? Let's visit your mother, because the conversation is stupid.
It isn't stupid. It's interesting if you're going to die.
Well, I'm not going to die, so I think it's stupid.
Yeah, well, you are someday.
Look, Nick.
You're going to die someday.
I'm not going to stand here at 1 o'clock in the morning and discuss what's going to happen to me when I die. I mean, that Michigas I leave to the Catholics.
It's impossible to talk about Mikey and Nikki without mentioning its loony production history, neatly outlined on the DVD's extras. Elaine May shot over 1 million feet of film, more than any previous movie, more than Ben-Hur, Lawrence of Arabia, or The Godfather. And this for a 105-minute picture whose typical scene features two guys alone talking. Evidently clueless about film mechanics, May often told the cameraman to keep shooting minutes after the film had run out. Yet miraculously enough, her bizarre methods paid off. She managed to bring something new to that most popular of movie forms, the gangster picture. Ever since the Roaring Twenties, gangsters have exercised a special hold over our national imagination. Early movie mobsters like Scarface and Little Caesar were metaphors for the immigrant encounter with American success. Their meteoric rise led to an equally precipitous fall. Over the years, such ideas grew deeper and more complicated, with The Godfather painting a baleful portrait of a corrupted Nixon-era America, Goodfellas offering a roach's-eye view of the gaudy wise guy subculture, and The Sopranos presenting a postmodern mob whose members have partly learned how to behave by watching those other movies. What does Elaine May add to this tradition? She makes the gangster movie intimate. Although propelled by impending murder, Mikey and Nikki is a brilliant character study of two wildly different friends, neither especially likable, who just happen to be gangsters. And we come to grasp their whole lives in a single night. Nikki is a bundle of electrified nerve endings whose operatic charisma has won him countless friends and women, all of whom, it's worth pointing out, he treats like a pig. Although it's Nikki's manic energy that keeps things going, the movie's actually about the betrayer Mikey, who in Falk's astonishing performance is buffeted by childhood memories, personal resentments, and of course financial calculation. A more apparently civilized man than Nikki, Mikey knows that given the choice between his mobster boss and his crazy unreliable friend, the smart man will always choose the boss. The late critic Robert Warshaw wrote that gangsters are America's version of the tragic hero. Little Caesar's Rico is taken down by his violent vainglory. Michael Corleone winds up killing his family in order to save it. And Mikey, well, he's tragic too, but in a quintessentially modern way. He's not larger than life like Scarface or The Godfather. He's a small fry. But it's May's great triumph that Mikey's decision to sell out Nicky finally takes on its own horrible grandeur. It feels as inexorable as Oedipus discovering the truth of his past, or Lear winding up on the heath.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and writes a column on the media for LA Weekly. He reviewed the DVD release of Mikey and Nicky.